Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is August 26, 1951, and the title is The Mysterious Fist. Hope you enjoy.
Wild Bill Hickok! Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops, cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. It was a cold and rainy night, and Wild Bill and Jingles, with slickers and hat brims streaming water, rode steadily over a soggy trail, their eyes searching the darkness for any sign of human habitation. This was unfamiliar country, and the rain and dark added up to one thing. Wild Bill and Jingles had to find shelter. As usual, Jingles had something to say about such a situation.
Doggone it, Bill. If I get any wetter, I'm going to drown right here in my saddle.
You? I doubt if it'll ever rain that hard, Jingles.
No? Why, I remember the time up in Montana once when it rained so hard that...
Hold it, Jingles. A light up ahead there.
Doggone if we haven't found ourselves a place to get in out of the rain. Come on, let's be getting down there.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. This trail's mighty slippery and we can't see where we're going.
Man, oh man, I'm going to be dry again. You know, Bill, to save time, I think I'll shuck all my clothes and crawl right inside the stove. Then I think that I'll give...
Shots. Come on, Jingles. As you were just saying, let's get down there.
Hi, Buckshot. Hi,
Joker. Ho, ho, ho!
Woo, Buckshot, oh. Woo.
Oh, Joker. Hey, it's a little railroad depot.
Yeah. Come on and watch yourself, Jingles.
Hey, Bill, look there through the door. Is that hombre pointing that rifle at us?
Jingles, look out!
Holy horn frogs!
Get out of his line of fire, up against the wall.
Holy! Hey, in there! Hey, what's the idea of shooting at us?
Stay away, you no good dry gulches. I'm coming out and I'll drop you if you make any fancy moves. Now, ease over, slow-like, in the light where I can see you. Why, Jingles and Wild Bill Hickok.
Hello, Abe.
Well, I'll be a three-legged centipede. It's Abe Hinkle.
What are you standing out here for? Come on in out of the rain, and welcome to Boulder Pass.
Boy, it's sure good to see you again, Abe.
Yeah, it sure is. But I'd be a lot gladder to see you if you'd point that rifle someplace else.
Yeah? Oh, excuse me.
So you're still pounding brass, are you?
Oh, sure. Telegraphing is the only thing I know.
Well, I ain't meaning to be nosy, Abe, but who's the feller on the floor over there?
Huh? Oh, I almost forgot about him. Well, darn if I know.
Maybe we better have a look.
Well, there's one thing sure. He ain't a is, he's a was.
What happened, Abe?
Well, this fella come in here a few minutes ago and said he wanted to send a telegram. Before I could reach for a blank, the door busted open and some Jasper let fly and shot him. By the time I could get my rifle, he was gone.
Did you get a look at the feller at the door?
No, it happened too fast.
Did this man get a chance to write anything?
No, I haven't found a blank yet.
Well, you better find one because I want to send a telegram.
You do, Bill? Who to?
To the Cattlemen's Association, Omaha. This man here is Jim Travis, the best range detective the association ever had. And being gunned down in cold blood like this means that something mighty big is brewing.
Say, partners, you know what Guy Madison said to me one time? Panhandle, he says, I want you to be sure and tell those young cowhands of yours just what me and my friends expect for breakfast every morning. Kellogg's Corn Pops. And he says, be sure and tell them I always carry a package of Corn Pops in my saddlebags for eating on the trail. They're so good. How about that, men? That's because Kellogg's Corn Pops is a wonderful new eating cereal that's already sweetened for you. You can eat them right out of the box or in a bowl with milk. But no sugar, mind you. Oh, the sweetening's already there and plenty of it. Now, while you're digging in for another handful of Corn Pops, look at the shiny silver-like bag that your Corn Pops are sealed in. That's pure aluminum. Keeps your Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And tell your mom this. That bag's plumb wonderful the way she can use it to store things in the refrigerator or for wrapping sandwiches in. You're going to want Kellogg's Corn Pops at your place, sure. Now, listen to this. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops. We'll all say that together in a little while. Right now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok has just identified Range Detective Jim Travis as the man killed in the little wayside railroad depot at Boulder Pass. After sending a wire to the Cattlemen's Association and the nearest sheriff, Bill and Jingles sat down to a hot meal prepared by their old friend Abe Hinkle.
A second pot of coffee be ready in a minute. You sure you had enough to eat, Jingles?
Abe, if I ate another bite, you could put me in harness and hire me out to a livery stable.
Say, Abe, has there been any trouble to do with cattle around here lately?
Well, no, not that I know of. Why?
Yeah, Bill, what you getting at?
Oh, just sort of putting two and two together.
Now, that's four.
Jingles. You see, Jim Travis being sent out here must mean that the Cattlemen's Association sent him out here.
Uh-huh. Well, what about it?
Jingles, if the association sent him, then that means that some cattlemen around here have been having trouble and asked for help.
Well, there's nothing that I know of that would make any of the ranchers send for help. And I ain't heard of any rustling.
Well, something sure brought Jim Travis to Boulder Pass.
Uh-oh. That's my call. It's Baldy Jameson up at Alder Creek Station. Let me see there. Number 79, 40 minutes late. The counter ring. Hey, Alder Creek. Now, that's sure queer.
What's queer, Abe?
Now, that message came from Alder Creek, all right, but the operator there didn't send it.
Oh, now you're talking in a circle, eh?
The operator there is Baldy Jameson, and that wasn't his fist.
Fist? What do you mean, his fist?
Well, all those telegraph operators have got a way of sending. Oh. Some fast, some slow, but always with a certain style. We call it the fist. It sort of identifies the operator. Once you hear a fella send, you can always tell when he's working the key.
Something like reading trail signs or cattle brands, huh?
That's it exactly. Well, anyways, whoever sent that message from Alder Creek wasn't Baldy Jameson.
Well, maybe he's gone to Junction City and somebody else has taken his place.
Oh, no, Baldy never do that without letting me know. Anyways, it's a company rule to notify all operators in the division when any change is being made. There's something wrong. Maybe I better call back and check.
No, Abe. If something's wrong, why let on that you're suspicious? I'll tell you what. Jingles and I'll ride up to Alder Creek and have a look.
Oh, fine. And you can just bet your bottom dollar if there is something wrong, we'll get bogged down in it right up to our saddle skirts.
Magruder, how much longer am I going to have to stay here at Alder Creek?
Not more than a couple of hours after that cattle train goes through here, Dan.
That won't be until day after tomorrow. If the company ever finds out I'm here instead of...
Whatever reason you give the railroad to get a week's leave ain't important. You just keep running that telegraph ticker so nobody will suspect that Baldy feller ain't here. And let me do the worrying about the rest.
All right. Say, what if Baldy gets loose?
He won't.
Oh, I'll sure be glad when this is over. How'd I ever get mixed up in a deal like this anyway?
Because you're like any other man. You want money and lots of it. And by helping me rustle a whole train load of cattle, you... Hey, somebody's coming. Yeah. Take a look out the window, Dan, and see if you recognize him.
Strangers to me. They're coming in.
I better get out of sight. Yeah, I'll hide here under the counter. And don't let on you ain't alone, and get rid of them fellas as soon as you can.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, gents?
Is your name Jameson?
No, it isn't.
Hey, mister. That telegraph thingamajig is talking at you.
I can hear it, but it's not my call. You were saying...
I thought Jameson was the operator here at Alder Creek.
Baldy? Oh, well, he... Well, you see, he's got a tooth that's bothering him. And he went up to Junction City to get it pulled. Company sent me up here to take his place for a couple of days.
I see. Then he should be back soon. Tomorrow, maybe.
Well, I'm not sure. More likely 3-4 days. He hasn't been in town for some time. You know how it is.
Oh, we sure do.
What was it you... I mean, is there any message for him?
No.
Well, who'll I say was looking for him?
Well, now, you just tell him that...
He wouldn't know our names. Come on, Jingles.
Yeah, sure, Bill.
You fellas coming back?
Maybe. Thanks for your trouble.
Hi, Patrol Joker! Ho, ho, ho!
All right, Magruder. They're gone.
It's about time. What'd you go and say that Baldy had a toothache for?
Well, I had to think of something quick.
I couldn't see him, but I'd recognize those voices anyplace. That was Wild Bill Hickok and his partner, Jingles.
Hickok? Say, you think he suspicions anything?
I don't know, but if he does, he won't for long. I'm trailing after them, too. And once I notch him in the sights of my 30-30, we won't have to worry about Wild Bill Hickok or his sidekick. Ever.
Well, that sure was a waste of time. You know, Bill, just for once, I'd like to catch one of them wild gooses we always seem to be chasing.
Yeah, but something bothers me. Why was that operator at Dollar Creek so nervous?
Nervous? Oh, he just had the fidgets. You know, a feller gets that way after being alone a long time.
Maybe. But that fella that took Baldy Jameson's place at Alder Creek has been there only a couple of days.
Well, anyway, we know why Baldy isn't at Alder Creek. Abel sure be...
Jingles, head for those rocks. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Just don't get in my way. Up, Joker, ho, ho. You all right, Bill?
Yeah, how about you?
Well, I'm not hit, but I can't seem to get the hair on the back of my neck to lay down. What are we going to do, Bill? We stick our noses out from behind these rocks, that bush white... There he is. I got him located now. Hey, move over here. You see that split in the rocks just to the right of the scrub oak?
Yeah.
Well, the smoke from his rifle came from there.
We can't hit him where he is. But we can sure make it too hot for him to stay there. We'll skip slugs off the sides of those rocks.
Yeah, that ought to give him the miseries. I'll take the right side and you take the left, all right?
Good enough, Jingles. Here we go.
Now, he don't seem to be entering in the spirit of things, Bill. He ain't shooting back anymore. Hey, there he goes. Come on, let's go up and get him.
Let him go, Jingles. I've got a feeling it's more important to get back to Boulder Pass than Abe Hinkle. I want to be sure nothing's happened to him.
Yeah. Gosh, Bill, I'm sure glad there isn't anything wrong about Baldy not being at Elder Creek. Abe's sure going to be happy to hear that.
Toothache? Boy, that's a dad burned his craziest thing I ever heard of.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean, Abe?
Well, how could Baldy have toothache? He ain't got a natural tooth in his head.
You mean he... Well, I'll be a horny toad's uncle. Bill, that salamander at Alder Creek took us in.
Sure looks that way, partner. I thought he acted mighty nervous.
Say, what about Baldy? Where is he? And why would whoever that is at Alder Creek lie about Baldy's toothache?
Shucks, Abe, if we had those answers, we'd know what this whole locoed business was all about.
Right, Jingles. And I just got an idea how we might get some of those answers.
Well, what is this here idea, Bill?
It all depends on Abe.
Oh, Bill, I'll do anything to help find Baldy.
Good. Tomorrow morning, Jingles and I'll ride up to Alder Creek. Now, exactly at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon, Abe, you get at that telegraph key and send a wire to the sheriff at Junction City saying that Baldy Jameson has been found.
Huh? But Bill, he ain't been found.
I know that. But if you send that wire, I'm sure what happens afterwards will lead us right to Baldy.
Well, there he goes, just leaving the station.
Yep, and less than 1:01.
And it must have been Abe's wire that sent him hightailing. Come on, let's get going.
Take it easy, Jingles. We don't want to follow him too close.
Yeah, sure, you're right.
Let's hope this fella's leading us to Baldy Jameson.
Yeah.
Get up, Buckshot.
Hi. Ho, ho, Joker, ho!
You tell him the truth, Jameson?
I tell you, Magruder, you're the only person I've seen since you drug me up to this old prospector's shack. Oh, if I could only get out of these ropes.
You ain't getting out of nothing, Baldy. And if I find out you're lying about nobody being here, I'll gun you down just like I did that nosy range detective, Jim Travis.
Nobody's been here. That's the gospel, Magruder.
It better be. But while Bill Hickok and that sidekick of his was asking about you at Alder Creek, what was they nosing around for?
How'd I know?
And another thing, if nobody's been here, why'd Boulder Pass telegraph the sheriff that you'd been found?
What are you asking questions of me for? I've been cooped up here. Maybe he's found out that you and that renegade Dan Taylor's planning on rustling a trainload of cattle.
And in just a few hours, we're going to do that, too, if that snooping Hickok ain't too lucky. Hey, that wasn't my horse. That came from out front. Hickok. Wild Bill and Jingles are just getting off the horses out front.
Now you're in for it. Wait till Wild Bill gets his hands on you.
He won't. He doesn't know I'm here, and I'll blast him when he gets to the door. I can't miss.
Why, you murdering... Hickok, look out!
Why, you blabbering old girl?
No, don't hit me!
That's for warning Hickok. Now I'm getting out of here, but I'll be back.
Bill, look there. He's hurt.
That must be Baldy Jameson.
Yeah, and the fella that hit Baldy's getting away.
Let him go, Jingles. Baldy's in bad shape. Here, give me a hand with these ropes.
Poor old feller. What a time he must have had all tied up that way.
Yeah, and as soon as we can bring him to, I'm personally going to see that that yellow coyote who hit him is going to have a time he'll never forget.
You know, partners, there's only one thing I like better than talking about these crisp, crunchy Kellogg's corn pops, and that's eating them. Corn pops are hearts of corn, all puffed up, crisp, and smiling, with plenty of tasty sweetening on them. Now, you can eat Kellogg's corn pops the way I eat them when I listen to Wild Bill Hickok, right out of the box by the handful. But come breakfast time, pour them out in a bowl and add a little milk. But don't go putting any sugar on Kellogg's corn pops. No, sir, because they've already got the sweetening right on them. Every single corn pop. Now, look at the bag inside the box. Looks like silver, don't it? Well, that bag is pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. Now, don't go fussing with one box of corn pops. The way your family's going to go for them, you're liable to miss out on some. Get your mom to load up big and keep them on the pantry shelf. Then out of the box or out of the bowl, you can have all the Kellogg's corn pops you want. And you want plenty. Now, all together, let's tell everybody who loves corn pops. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. Pops love pops. Now you're talking. Let's hustle on back to the show.
Found the missing Baldy Jameson. And while they take time to care for his injury, his captor, Magruder, makes his escape. A few minutes later, Baldy regains consciousness and quickly answers some of Wild Bill's questions.
So, with that no-good Dan Taylor taking my place at Alder Creek, Magruder's going to have Dan give the train crew false orders that'll switch the cattle train off on an unused spur track.
Then him and his gang can grab off a whole trainload of cattle just as easy as a mule flicking a fly off his ear. Pretty slick.
Cattle, huh? Then that's why Jim Travis was out here.
Travis? Say, wasn't he a range detective fella? Sure, I remember now. Magruder let slip he'd gunned down a fella named Travis who was getting too nosy.
Then that's another reason for us to be getting after Magruder.
Just a second, Jingles. Baldy, you sure you're all right now?
Yeah, I'm fine, Bill. You fellas go on.
We'll be back for you later, Baldy. Come on, Jingles. We've got to beat Magruder to that cattle train.
Well, that's the cattle train, all right.
Yeah. Now, watch your step, Jingles. When we get alongside the caboose, I'll jump first.
And I'll be right behind you. Get out there. Come on, Joker.
Hi, Buckshot.
Come on, ho.
Now.
Whee! You know something, Bill? The next time I get on a train, I'm going to be doggone sure it's at the depot and standing still.
Come on, let's get inside the caboose out of sight.
Hey, ain't you going to tell the train crew what's happening?
No, never mind, Jingles. We can handle anything Magruder tries.
Well, I hope so, but, well, what do we do now?
Just wait. The next move is up to Magruder.
Yeah, I suppose so, and ain't he going to be surprised? Hey, the train's slowing down.
It's been going slower ever since it turned off the main track. Something should happen pretty soon.
Well, I don't mind so much what's maybe gonna happen. It's wondering when that gets me. Huh? Looks like this is it.
Come on. Let's go after Magruder.
That's it, men. Hurry it up. Scotty, you and Acres keep the train crew covered. Dan, Mac, and the rest of you start unloading the cattle.
Hey, that tall fella giving the orders answers Baldy's description of Magruder.
That's him, all right.
See, I was right when I told you men nobody'd stop us. Not even Jim Travis or Wild Bill Hickok. All right, get them cattle moving.
All right,
get up there.
Magruder, there's Hickok.
Hickok, watch him. Let him have it, boys.
Jingles, we've got to get Magruder.
Is a zillion gunfire.
There he goes, making a break for it. Keep the others busy, Jingles. I'm going after him.
Peacock, stay back for a trillion.
Hold your fire, men. My group is run out on us. No use fighting now. Give up. Come on, boys.
You ask for it, Peacock. My gun's empty.
Good, because that's going to give me a chance to get my hands on you.
Bill, you all right? Oh, I can see you are. Magruder sure looks mighty peaceful, don't he?
Yeah. He won't give us any more trouble. How about the rest of the rustlers?
Well, they quit when Magruder ran off. The train crew's rounding them up now. Well, what do we do now?
Load Magruder and the rest of his gang on the train and then deliver him to the sheriff at Junction City.
Well, that's a right good idea, Bill, except you're going to have to load Magruder on that train.
What do you mean, Jingles?
Well, I sure ain't taking no chances on getting frostbite.
Frostbite? What are you talking about?
Well, look at Magruder, Bill. He's out colder than 10 below zero. And I ain't touching him till he thaws out.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's about all for today, folks. Andy and I will be back again next week with another adventure story for you.
You darn tootin' we will, Guy, and it's a humdinger, too. You won't want to miss it, so be around about this same time, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Joe Forte, Fred Shields, Herbert Butterfield, Howard McNair, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube and send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.